Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people, to another episode of the Meant to Win podcast. I literally am firing on all cylinders today. I am hype as all get out. You are going to hear it through my voice. You're going to see it through my energy. Like, we are just coming off a masterclass, and it was the first time Nikki had executed a masterclass for us. And if you don't know, if you don't have an online business, a masterclass is something that you do to teach and help people and get them to grow and teach some of your frameworks, teach some of the beliefs that you want people to understand. And we do this at the Wealthy Practitioner all the time so that we can help practitioners grow their business. That's what we're about. That's what we do. And this is just a massive day for me as a CEO because every single dollar that this company has made has been attached to my time, number one. And number two, it's been based off of my effort put forth. And so I was just chatting with Nikki before I recorded this. Of course, I FaceTimed her. I was like, girl, you freaking crushed that. I'm so proud of you. She was like, this is a big day. I'm like, it is such a big day. Not only did somebody else teach a masterclass, we released our practice scaling assessment, which is flying off the shelves. We just released it a couple hours ago and people are buying it. And this assessment, you guys, I truly like would bet my life that this is going to change the way practitioners do business. Like, I don't doubt it at all. It's a download that I got 3 months ago where I was like, okay, all of these financial audits and these marketing audits and these systems and team audits that we're getting our clients to do, I need to put it in one tool so that anybody who's not a client can understand where their bottlenecks are. When I was scaling, that was like the hardest part for me, is like knowing that I needed to work on something inside of the practice, but not knowing where to focus that was going to create the most momentum for me. And so taking everything that we teach inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, putting it in this tool, we have a 90-point assessment that asks you questions so that we can get a feel for your business, get a pulse on what's working, what's not working. We rate you across our five pillars. We give you a score. And then after you get that score, you not only get a PDF that's the three levers to move next, you get access to Coach BDQ. And I don't really think I've talked about Coach BDQ on the podcast a ton because honestly, it is such a powerful tool that I've wanted to leave it solely reserved for our mastermind clients, our highest level clients that are doing work with us inside of the Wealthy Practitioner community, because it also has 10 years of my scaling frameworks and IP inside of it, not only in brick and mortar, but online. And so it is super powerful. All of the strategy required to grow to seven figures and now eight figures is inside of that. Also the identity, the mindset shifts that I've had to go through that. I've just poured my heart and soul into this tool. And so it feels a little risky to be giving you access to that for 7 days with the assessment, but I also know the power that Coach BDQ can create for you. We have over 105 screenshots just about Coach BDQ inside of our mastermind of people being like, oh my God, she messed me up today. She told me exactly what I needed to hear. She helped me build out the strategy plan for the next 6 months. Like, she can help you do anything. She has her own brand, her own identity at this point. Okay. And it's just is feeling like a massive W because for months, it has felt like I've been getting my ass handed to me. Truthfully, month after month, scaling problems after scaling problems after scaling problems. And we've been in recalibration season. I've been talking about that. I've not been quiet about that. And I've been throttled. And it feels like somebody just took my top off and now I can fucking run. I can go. I can like break free. And it is so freeing as a visionary to me to just be able to go in the direction with everything I want. Full send. You know, full send season is coming, baby. We are kicking it off early. Okay. So we dropped that scaling assessment tool today. We are getting ready to host a 300-person event. By the time this podcast dropped, the event I think is just gearing up or had just happened. I can't remember where this is at in the schedule, but like we're having 300 practitioners in San Diego. And it's just a lot of things that we've been working months and months on is coming to fruition, like all within a couple of weeks. And I'm excited. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm jumping for joy. I am like every feeling that you can imagine right now. These events require so much work, so much intentionality, so much planning. This event I think is going to cost us over like $450,000. And it's debilitating, like, if you think about that number and only that number. And I'm not going to lie, in the last week, I've been like, oh my God, we are so over budget for this event. By the way, I'm never hosting an event in California again. So if you missed this one, I am sorry. California is absolutely out of their mind with what these vendors are charging, but that's a story for another day. So if you missed this one in West Coast, you better join us in the Midwest or the East Coast, because we will not be coming back to California. Maybe we'll go to Scottsdale. I love Scottsdale, but it's requiring me to be a different person, right? Like, Stephanie 2 years ago wouldn't have dropped $450,000 on an event. The Stephanie right now is still scared shitless, but she's doing it because she knows the impact it's going to have. She knows the people that walk into that room are going to be absolutely transformed from the inside out by the time they leave. She knows that 6 months from now, she's going to be so proud of herself for doing that and pulling it off. But right now, it's a little conflicting. It feels a little restricting. It feels a little scary. And this reminds me of something I had wrote down to talk about this, because my son Jet is adorable. And if you don't know, if you're not following me on social media, he's absolutely obsessed with fishing right now. And so, like, every weekend we're fishing. Sometimes it's crab trapping, whatever it's called. Sometimes it's fishing on a boat. Sometimes it's fishing off a dock. Sometimes it's fishing on a pond. But boy knows what he likes, and he likes to do a lot of it, okay? And we were getting ready to go fishing. One of my dear patients from my office at Circle of Life has a little boy his age, and she has been inviting me on her boat forever. And I finally had a weekend with nothing planned. And I was like, hey, do you guys want to get the boys together to go? She was like, yes, but we had to leave so early in the morning at like 5 a.m. And we had had like a week of rain. And Jet was like, I was telling him, I was like, buddy, if the weather's really bad, we're not going to be able to go out in the morning and go fishing. And he was like, okay. And we were laying down, we were getting ready for bed. And he's like, Mom, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what is it? He's like, I'm just really scared. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'm scared that I'm going to fall over the boat. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know why you're scared of that. That literally would never happen. And even if it does, your dad is a world-class lifeguard. Like, he is an amazing swimmer. He's going to jump into the ocean and save you. I can't swim worth a shit, but I'm still going to jump in and save you if that happens. Like, you are going to be fine. You're also a really great swimmer. Like, if you fall over, we're just going to pick you right up. He was like, but the water's really deep. And what if the boat is rocking? And I'm like, well, first of all, if it's not safe, we're not going to go out. And second of all, you are likely going to wear a life jacket. And third of all, if you fall over, we will get you. There's no reason to be worried about this. And he was like, okay, you're right. And then like 5 minutes later, he was like, Mom. And I was like, yes. And he's like, okay, I have to tell you something. This whole side of my body is really scared. And this whole side of my body is excited. And I was like, that is the best description of entrepreneurship I've ever freaking heard. And I was like, babe, I got to tell you, Mommy feels like that every single day. Every single day when I wake up, I feel scared because I don't know what to do sometimes. And then I feel excited and I feel so happy that I get the opportunity to do things, to try new things. And that is okay. Those feelings can both happen in your body at the same time. The key to getting excited and feeling more excitement instead of scared is you got to be brave. All you have to do is be brave. And tomorrow you're going to be brave and we're going to go on the boat and you're going to try something new. And I think you're going to love it. And of course we did. We got up, we went on the boat. The weather was beautiful. Everything was fine. He wore a life jacket. Like, it was all good, but it was just such a key moment in like my parenthood journey where I'm like, one, I love that he can communicate his feelings like that, because I know most adults that can't, to be honest with you. And two, we understand duality and like living through duality at such a young age. And what a freaking gift that entrepreneurship has prepared me for this moment as a mother, right? Like, what a freaking gift that I understood exactly what he was talking about. I didn't brush it off. I was like, absolutely. I have felt that way too. And I know in this moment, I am feeling scared and excited at the same time. We got a lot of cool things coming down the pipeline. I have a lot of really amazing opportunities that I'm being exposed to right now. And I feel scared. I've never been here before. There's times that I feel like a fish out of water in business, even though I'm a business coach. Like, there are times when I feel so excited about what I'm building, who I'm building it for, the people I get to impact, that I can't even sleep at night, truthfully. Like, I'm starting to wonder if there's a little something wrong with me, because I will be so ready to still work at 11 because I'm so on fire for what we're building. And there's times I wake up and the anxiety sets in way before my coffee even hits. This is the reality of building something worthwhile. That is true entrepreneurship. And so I hope that that story resonates a little bit with you. I wanted to tell you about amazing opportunity that we have coming up, where we are going to focus on growing your practice for 5 days straight. Now, if you're new here, we don't do really a bunch of things under $100 at The Wealthy Practitioner often. We create life-changing results inside of your business and inside of your life. And that transformation is worth thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, in my opinion. Okay. However, every once in a while, I like to throw something new out there and let people in at a super low cost, because I know for a lot of you, that's all you can afford. And you still want to move the needle, but you're scared to invest in yourself at a bigger level. And that's exactly why I do things like this that are super cheap. They're not even going to cover my cost to deliver the 5-day event, to be honest with you, the 5-day challenge. We're going to focus 5 days on building your practice, what it means to build a wealthy practice, what it means to be a wealthy practitioner, what it looks like to create leverage inside of your practice so not all of the money falls on you. You heard me earlier, inside of TWP, up until this point, all of the money has been generated from Stephanie. I had already figured out the formula for scaling myself out of the office so that money being generated there wasn't attached to my time. I'm now in the process of figuring that out through TWP. And so because I've already done it once, because I've done it inside of 5 clinics, it's easier, it's speeding up the process, but it's still following the same principles. We're going to teach you how to build the business in a way that's not only attached to your time and your effort in order to make money. And then we're going to talk about like what wealth really means. If you haven't heard me say this before, wealth to me is not only money. Wealth is picking up Jet from camp in the golf cart and then taking him to get ice cream right after last Friday is what I did, right? It is being able to spend time with my family. It's being able to impact people. Like, I get out of bed in the morning for the people that are sending me DMs and are like, hey, Steph, somebody just last week was like, hey, I know you don't know who I am. I listen to all of your free content on the podcast and the new stuff you've been dropping on YouTube, and I absolutely love it all. And you have no idea how much you've helped me and my wife and transform our mindsets and the way that we think about business, the way that we think about growth. And so if you've never got an opportunity to see me coach in real time, this is a perfect time, because it doesn't happen that often. It's going to happen even less now because of the incredible coaches I have on my team. They can take some of this over, but I'm really excited to pour my time and energy into this 5-day challenge, because I've never done a challenge like this. I've never done 5 days in a row of what it's looked like to scale to 7 figures, what it's looked like to diversify and build 5 separate practices with 5 different models, who I've had to become as a leader, as a CEO, as a business owner, scaling at this level. I've never done it inside of 5 days like this. So I'm going to drop the sign up in the comments and the transcript, whatever that thing is called, show notes. And you can check it out there. Listen, I just want to remind you, I recorded a fiery reel in true Stephanie fashion when I was hyped up earlier. Like, more days than I can count in the last 200 days have felt like an L. Okay, they have felt like a loss. They have felt like I'm getting hit on the chin over and over in a boxing match, and I just can't come up for air. But all it takes is one win. All it takes is one W. All it takes is one moment in time where you're like, this is why I've been doing this. This is what I came for. This is what I'm building towards. This is what I set out to create. And all those L's, I can't even remember them right now. I can't even tell you what they are, because all it took was one win to completely reset me. So if you are feeling like you are taking an L right now, stay true to what you came for. Stay true to why you're building, and know that your win is coming, and don't give up until you have it. I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.